Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. There are 3 content mistakes that creators are making that are making you feel so burned out. And instead of not showing up anymore for your content because you don't think you can do it anymore, or just feeling defeated every day or every time you go to record, let's talk about these so you can avoid them and not fall into the trap of burnout.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we?
First of all, can we get some love for this incredible sunrise? It just looks amazing out here, and it is a great way to start content mistake number one. So this is what I'm seeing y'all doing. You are not planning, and as someone who's obsessed with planning, I feel like I have the right to call you out because I'm on the opposite spectrum of planning. Like, I plan to a fault. As my husband, we have a project plan for our garage gym remodel that we're in the middle of working on. We have a project plan for just about everything. So I am the person that you want to talk to about planning. But what happens is you're not settling into the things that you need to do well in advance. You're probably just looking at what you've always done and saying, yeah, like, this is good enough. But is it? Like, in reality, like, I want you to ask yourself right now, is it good enough? Because if you're watching this video, listening to this, you probably hit play because you're like, ooh, she's talking about burnout. Like, maybe that's me. Or maybe you know for sure, like, oh, this is me. I need to hear this. What is she saying? Am I making these content mistakes? And planning, more often than not, tends to be the go-to mistake that I see people not doing. So how do you know, right? How do you know if you're falling to the trap of not planning? One, you know who you are. I'm not going to sit here and list all the people or call people out by name. Like, you know who you are. But the other piece is you are feeling overwhelmed by your calendar. You're feeling overwhelmed by your email. You're feeling overwhelmed by the constant need for people to request things from you or ask things of you, and you don't feel like you have a good handle on any of it. You're just like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but I know I need to be doing additional stuff, but I don't really know what that is. And I want to be strategic. I tell my friends and family I'm strategic and what I'm doing is with intention, but I really know that that's a big fat lie. Did someone really feel that? Like, are you feeling that right now? Because I've been known, if you're new around here, to be, people have called me a content therapist. Actually, that's not true. I've called myself a content therapist where I help people work on their relationship with their content. And I see this a lot. People just not being truthful to how they're really portraying or telling themselves that they are with their content. They're saying they're being strategic or being thoughtful or insightful, but in reality, you're not. You're just flying by the seat of your pants, your plants. Yeah, I'm a gardener too, so I could see you flying. I can't even talk now. Flying by the seat of your pants or plants, whichever one works for you. But just winging it isn't going to be the thing that helps you create a successful creator business or go viral or get your next client or do any number of things that you're trying to achieve. So back to my original thought, what are the characteristics of not planning is all the things that we just listed. You just feel all over the place, discombobulated, fun word, by the way. And I'm going to tell you how to get over that. So at Prophet Media, we have what's called the PREPM method. That stands for plan, record, edit, publish, and market. And what I love about this is that if you've been around here, you know, we spend the majority of our time in the plan area. Now, what does that look like? It looks like a lot of calendars. It looks like a lot of strategic, like, brain dumps and checklist of, okay, I'm going to sit down to do this thing or start this project. What all is involved? What all is needed to hit publish on this next podcast episode or be successful with my next YouTube video? Like, there's a lot of variations of what planning can look like, but at the end of the day, it is sitting down and being intentional. We have this cool graphic that we'll put up on the screen that there are 5 steps in the PREPM method, and we spend 45% of our time in planning. So that looks like, for me, planning keyword research. It's looking at my strategy for all the different social platforms. It's planning out content. Like, what does the next quarter look like? What am I talking about? What's upcoming? What's happening in my personal life? Like, when can I take time off? I mean, this video is all about 3 content mistakes that have you feeling burned out. When was the last time you took a break? Right? When was the last time you actually took a break from your content? If you haven't, you're like, Crystal, I can't. I have this going on. I have that going on. No, you don't have a plan is what you have, right? The ducks are quacking at me. One of Zoom walking right next to me. But it all circles back to having a plan can make you feel more in control and give you that freedom to experiment, to try new things, to do all the creative things that you really want to do in your content that maybe you've been scared to do. And planning gives you that freedom because it'll tell you, hey, the whole month of December, Crystal, you got it off. You don't have to do anything. That thing you want to do, that girls, you know, luncheon that you wanted to attend, or the kids event at the school. My kids play instruments, so those, you know, holiday concerts. Yeah, you can attend those and you can be very fully present. You can travel across Texas because we have a lot of family that lives all over Texas. It gives me that freedom to do it. And those things, being able to enjoy those moments, that's how I avoid burnout. All right, so content mistake number 2 that you're making, similar to planning, is you're just waiting until the very last minute. So if you fix your planning problem. You're probably not going to do this as much, but I see this a lot. I will talk to podcasters, I will talk to creators. And whenever I ask, like, you know, how's your content going? Even if they have a very, very successful show, if they have a podcast they used to love, they will say, it's not going great. Even if it is on the outside, even if it's getting reviews, even if it's at the top of the charts. And I'm like, well, why? What's going on? And they're like, well, it's just exhausting. Why is it exhausting? You know, remember, I'm a therapist. I like dig into the root of the problems. Like, we don't just settle at surface level answers. We dig into what's actually going on. And when I finally get down to it, they're waiting until the last minute. They're waiting until the night before. They're on the phone with their editor until midnight, making sure that the episode is just perfect. Or they're not planning, again, going back to planning, and they're exhausted or worried about something that should have happened 2 weeks ago, but now it's not happened. And they're just like, oh my gosh, like I have to, they're scrambling. Like, and I don't know about you, but if I'm running late for something, I'm going to run faster. I'm going to drive a little bit faster, right? Within the speed limits. But if you're doing that, if you're constantly sprinting with your content, again, this is going to look so different for everyone, but if you're doing this every single week, or maybe even every single day, if you're posting like social content, like how exhausting is that? How is that any enjoyable journey, right? Like how is that sustainable at the end of the day? Because when we talk about, if you want to avoid burnout, what is the opposite of burnout? Sustainability. Enjoying a long career as a creator in whatever capacity that is. I'm actually working on a talk for Podcast Movement. So shout out to everyone going to Podcast Movement in Dallas 2025. But I've been really deep with this topic right now. I'm working on a talk that's called 3 Tools to Help You Avoid Burnout. And so this is why I wanted to create this video. It was very top of mind for me. And at the end of the day, when I think about people waiting until the very last minute, I just think, man, I wish you could enjoy the journey. Because anytime I hear someone's waiting until the very last minute on something, they're not happy. They're not. Maybe it's a one-off and you told yourself, oh, this will just happen this time. But it's a slippery slope. It truly, truly is. If you wait until the last minute to do something, or you're scrambling, again, you're sprinting to get something done, like you're probably not happy. And that to me is a sign of burnout. If you don't truly enjoy what you're doing and what you're creating, it's not long until you are going to hit that burnout stage and not want to create anymore. And that's what makes me really sad. And the third content mistake you're probably making is you're not being authentic to who you truly are or who you want to be. You're being a version of yourself. My husband, he calls me out so much on this. Whenever it was really the early days of creating content, he would walk past my office, hear me recording. It was really a YouTube video. It wasn't always my podcast episodes, but if I was recording a YouTube video, he would be like, who is that person? And if you go back to some of my early videos, you will see me in like these really girly blouses and my hair is very done. And I mean, it's just, it's a version of me being or trying to be something that I'm really not. I mean, y'all look at me. If you're not watching this YouTube video, you need to go check it out, because Crystal on YouTube in 2025, you're literally on my walk with me. No makeup on. My hair is kind of crazy. I'm sweating. A little out of breath doing all of this and just walking and trying to fit content into my life. and do something different and try something different. But in those early days, man, I was not being who I am. I was being who I thought I was supposed to be. And similarly, what I see often is people, and this is bad advice, so I'm going to call it out, the experts out there that say, when you have a piece of content that's super successful and it goes viral, and whatever viral means to you, right? It could mean 100 views. It could mean 100,000, 2 million views. They will tell you, well, you need to double down on that video or that topic, that content. And I just don't agree with that unless it is the thing that you really want to talk about. So here's a great example. I created this YouTube short right when Threads came out. So, you know, Meta Threads, when that first dropped, I was like, oh, this is a cool opportunity. I'm going to create a short that is how to post your first thread. And I did this as an experiment. I don't even think I showed my face in the video. I think it's just a fully like faceless video. It's a demo on my phone. And I'm showing you, this is how I posted my very first thread. Well, it started taking off. I got this big spike. I don't even know how many thousands of views it has right now, but I got this big spike. And then I thought for a second, oh, am I going to be the Threads girl? I mean, this was in the first 48, 72 hours of the app dropping and this, you know, started to take off. And it's still one that, I mean, I get notifications every week that people are watching this. Like, am I going to be the Threads girl? No, I didn't want to be the Threads girl. I didn't want to talk about social media, period. Like, you rarely see me create videos just dedicated to social media. So it's not something that I necessarily wanted to be known for. And it wasn't something that was authentic to my brand and what I wanted to do. So I didn't follow that path. So that's what I'm saying about being inauthentic, about not talking about the things you really want to talk about or showing up in a way that, you know, like, I mean, I've been doing this long enough that it's not that I don't truly care about what I look like. I do wear makeup. I do, you know, look nice from time to time. We'll put nice in quotes, right? I look nice from time to time. But in reality, I'm so dedicated to showing up here in a way that works for me, even though I've had multiple neighbors walk past me and hear me like talking on this. And they're just like, oh God, what's that lady doing out there? Like, this is what works for me right now. Will this be a different version in 2026 and beyond? Probably. But this is what's working right now. This is what's fun. Oh, this is fun. Remember we talked about fun earlier? If I can tell really quickly if you're not having fun doing your content, like red flags. Red flags all over the place. If you're not having fun, it is one of our core principles here at Prophet Media in what we do and what we create. So if anything, this is the only thing you get from today's episode. Where can you infuse some fun? You need some fun in your life. You need some fun in your content. And that to me, it's like bonus tip number four is infuse fun in what you're doing. And you are so much more likely to have a long and sustainable content journey. I've been doing this since 2018. I've had many, many, many evolutions of what I do and how I show up. And I just want to see that for you. I want to see you happy and I want to see you having fun creating your content. But that's all I have for you today. So make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening, watching today. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.
Hey,
Hey, Prophet Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message, and I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.